Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unfiltered Survivors with Amanda and the amazing Kelly.
Hello!
Okay, we live in Texas. It is, as we've said many times, it is too hot to function in Texas right now. And Kelly is laughing because she knows I'm right. She knows I'm right. It's bad. This has probably been the worst summer I've ever had in Texas. I'm not kidding.
It's, well, and you're also in a different, like, state. Your body's in a different state.
True,
like,
but it's still bad.
So you've never experienced that. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what you're going through because every time I turn on my faucet, it's like fire coming out. Like, yeah.
And they'll say, oh, go swimming. What? The pool feels like hot soup. It's not even enjoyable.
Last night we got in and I was like, oh, so we got a pool-sized sauna. Yeah. Like, this is like amazing.
Great. Such a great investment, right?
Actually, I still did really enjoy it only because, I mean, it's there. And
of course.
The wind was kind of blowing, but I was amazed. I got in and I was like, wow, this is nuts.
Well, it's funny because my mom, you know, she watches all that, what I call trash TV, which is reality TV, but it was like the Real Housewives of Dubai, and this lady was going to have a pool party, and she shipped in the box of ice. And my mom was like, at first, she was like, this lady's crazy. Why would you do that? But now, a few days ago, she was like, that lady, it makes sense. That's the only way you can enjoy your pool. Because if not, you're asking everyone to now swim in hot soup.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, it is uncomfortable to do any and everything. Like, even running errands is not fun. Like, there's nothing fun about it. It's unbearable. I'm truly struggling this summer, and it's even worse because, like, at least, like, you or Ed or whatever, you guys can drink water, hydrate.
Right.
I can't do any of that. Like, I have to watch everything, and so I'm just, like, preventing myself from being outside so that I don't want to drink a ton because it will wipe you out.
Yeah.
That has been like our summer. Like, it makes me not want to do anything fun or exciting because I just want to hide in the air conditioned tank.
I know. And I'm a different breed. I honestly, you think I'm nuts, but I love to sweat. Like, and I mean, I'm not in the same boat, like, obviously. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, we have a little garage gym, and Glenn's like, oh, it's too hot there. I'm like, oh my God, that's like the perfect. Like, if I'm not sweating, like, profusely, like, I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't work out enough, but that's really not the case. But you know what I mean? Like,
in my prime, I used to feel that way too. Like, if you don't have that good sweat, did you really even work that hard? Did you even do it that hard?
If I look at my arms and I'm sweating, I'm, like, super proud. Like, I don't know why.
Like, I did it. I got the job done. That's what it is.
So, yeah, it's funny because the gym that I work at, like, and work out at, it's, you know, it's not air conditioned. We have tons of fans and, like, this big overhead fan and everything, but it's still really hot. But I just really love it.
Yeah, I would be canceling my membership. I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I've become that girl. And I'm sad that I've become that girl, but I've become that girl. Like, I'm like, oh, you're having an event. Is it outside? I will not be attending this summer. It's too hot.
And you wonder why I haven't invited you yet over to swim.
No. I'll be there in the fall when it's like a normal temperature, but people are like, are you crazy? So I'm like, no, this is the ideal time.
Like, now it's time.
Yeah, in the fall. We'll be drinking like pumpkin spice and swimming because that's my vibe this year.
Bring your latte and let's go swim.
Yeah, it's too hot. No, but other than that, summer's been going. You just got back from vacation. And
if you
follow Kelly on social media, you felt like you were with her and it was very nice and beautiful. The kids looked like they had a good time.
Yeah, we've never been to Hilton Head, and it was a bucket list thing for my husband to play golf. Ever since I've known him for over 20 something years, he's always, I want to play golf in Hilton Head. I was like, okay, sure. So we finally made the drive, which was a 2-day event each way. But I don't know, I've said it before, but I really like road trips.
Yeah.
There's just something about letting the kids see different parts of the country and like whatever. And we had never really gone that route, and so it was just a lot of fun and more than I expected financially, just because of the times that we're in.
Correct.
But we had more fun than I imagined. Like, I didn't know what to expect, and the beaches were nice and the resort was nice and it was very eco-friendly. Like, you could rent bikes to go around in the thing. Of course, y'all know me and bikes, like, I get on and I fall over, I plop over, I don't know what happened, but anyway, so they always say, oh, you never forget to learn how to ride a bike. That is a lie.
I believe that is a lie too.
But anyway, so yes, my vacation was very fun. We've had a really great summer, and I really try to make the most of the time with the kids in the summer and go do certain things, or, you know, like, what do you call it? Just experience.
Yeah.
But, you know, and
time together, because that time will go by.
It's been really good, and we're about to buckle down now. My son's going to be in high school this coming up fall, and he's in band, so we're going to start the whole band thing, and I'm ready.
We'll see if you're still ready in about 2-3 months. You know, like, we're going to be like, this band thing is crazy. Yes, in May, September, we're like, what did we get ourselves into? But no, I think that'll be an experience, to say the least. You already know how I feel about it, because it's too hot to do anything outside. So I feel like he should be doing indoor sports, whatever that is.
That'd be Lillian. She's going to do volleyball. So
that makes more sense to me. I'm hoping that none of my sister's kids decide any outside sports until, like, December. Just to be safe. But as you can tell, we're very excited and peppy today, which is rare for me, at least. But it's because we have a special guest today.
Yes.
And it's rare that I ever get involved with guests. I'm not even going to lie. But this one I personally found and fell in love with. And I say that so loosely, nicely, not creepy. But I found her literally on social media. And not just, like, randomly she popped up in, like, Explorer page. Anyways, and because I guess I follow a lot of health and wellness. Let's just follow that. Let's go with that. And I saw that there was this dietitian that was focusing on kidney diet, which is so rare, because I have talked to and read into many dietitians that tend to hide away from the kidney diet if they could, because it's so complicated. And everyone, even if there's not a generic kidney diet that really even works for everyone, like, unlike other diets, you know what I'm trying to say? And so, because, like, with heart healthy, let's just say that is a pretty blanketed diet, and there's only very few things that maybe someone would have to change to individualize. Or with kidney, I feel like it's literally just an individualized diet. No one thing works for everyone. So the fact that there was this girl that was, or woman, that was focusing on kidney full on and had started this whole movement in it and within herself and social media intrigued me. So I followed her, and her name is Kelsey. I'm sorry, I should have said that earlier. Her name is Kelsey, but she taught me things that I didn't even think of. And even though, you know, I have a dietitian at dialysis and she's pretty good, she allowed me to reintroduce foods back into my life that I thought were an extreme no-no. And I was able to reintroduce them and still have positive labs. And this is just little bits based off of what I saw her post on social media. She will explain herself, but she also has, like, her own company that you can, you know, work with her to help you be more successful. And she has a Facebook group, and she has all these amazing things. And so she really, I feel, is a great expert and someone that has specialized in this, and it would be great information for everyone. You don't have to be like me, who is currently, you know, with kidney disease and kidney failure. You definitely could be an average person like Kelly kidney has never been a conversation for you. But kidney is very important, and it's very easy to go from one to the other. Yeah. And so one end of the spectrum to the other. So we just want to talk about overall kidney health with her, but also her story, because I think that's incredible that she chose to embark in an area that, like I said, I have met numerous dietitians who flat out told me, I can't help you because I don't barely understand kidney diet. It's too confusing for me.
Right.
So the fact that here's, you know, one that is wanting to take it full on and really helping a lot of people and being successful, I definitely wanted to bring her on and introduce her to everyone and just talk to her. So we're very excited to have her on.
You're right. She is an amazing person. I cannot wait to talk to her. Yeah. The things that she shares just out in the world have helped you, and that makes her, like, gold to me. So that's awesome. That's awesome.
But she's also helped a lot of other people. So So let's go ahead, and we'll be back with Kelsey, and we'll be sharing all the details. We're excited.
Yay.
Hello, everyone, and we are back and super excited. This energy is a lot happier than I'm used to, but I'm going to go with it. We are back with Kelsey. Thank you, Kelsey, for being on the podcast, and we're excited to have you here, as you can tell. Thank you so much for joining us.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you both.
Welcome.
We told the listeners a little bit before you got on, a little bit about you, or really how I found you, because it's true. I found you on social media, but you are a licensed and registered dietitian, so we want to make sure that we're making that clear. It's not like I just found you randomly on social media. So I want to, you know, allow you the opportunity to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you became a dietitian.
Yeah, I would love to. I'm just so happy to be here. And really, a little bit about me is that I live in the Philly area, so on the East Coast. I'm getting married a year from today, so
oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. Yes. Thank you. I love traveling, and most of all, I love food, I love nutrition, and that is really what drives me in my private practice as a registered dietitian. And I became a dietitian because food is so powerful. Nutrition is so incredibly powerful for every aspect of our bodies. And when I learned this in school, I actually learned it in high school when I took a nutrition course, and it just blew my mind. And I knew right then and there, I have to be a dietitian. I have to help people learn how to eat for their bodies so they can feel amazing and live an amazing life. And so then fast forward to a few years later, when I actually became a dietitian, passed my board exams, did all the necessary requirements, and I started working in hospitals and dialysis centers. And that is really when I saw the lack of support given to the kidney community. And I mean, we were just told to give a one-page handout as a dietitian to people with kidney disease. And I just knew this is not right. This is not what we should be doing. Kidney disease is such a complex and intricate disease, and there are so many things that we can be doing, and this one-page handout is not helpful. So I worked in dialysis for many years, and my patients didn't fully understand how nutrition could play a role in their disease. And that's because they weren't told that by their doctors and their healthcare team. And so I kind of set on my mission to start to help people with kidney disease before they got to dialysis, before they ever had to deal with that, so that they could potentially prolong the health of their kidneys and the function of their kidneys and truly live an amazing life. And so that's why I do what I do now. And I quit my dialysis job a few years ago, started my private practice, and I work with people all over the country. I am a registered dietitian that's licensed in different states, so I'm able to provide what we call medical nutrition therapy to people with CKD.
Wow. That's amazing.
I can't keep on nodding. And then, the one-page handout is, exactly what happened to Amanda.
Because I remember kidney disease came to me out of nowhere. Technically, I have been a heart transplant patient since I was 15. I've dealt with heart disease since I was born. So I knew that, right? So even when I graduated, and it's funny that you say that, because I went to high school and I decided I wanted to be a chef because I wanted to know more about food and eat better. So, and teach others how to eat better. So it's funny, we have that similar idea of we just want to help. So when I got kidney disease at 30 years old, when they finally told me, and I was going to need to start dialysis, and they said I had to change my diet, they literally handed me one sheet of paper. And I remember calling Kelly this isn't going to work, because yes, I know a lot about food and I've learned, I took nutrition in college, all this kind of stuff. I had been doing the heart healthy diet for at that point, 16 years. So eating whole grains, that whole embedded in me of heart healthy. And now you're telling me to eat white bread, and I'm looking at you I'm not eating white bread, because no one ever said white bread was good for you. Yeah, just kind of eat white bread and this and that. And so I asked numerous dietitians, from my cardiologist to the one dialysis provided for me, and it was still the one sheet answers. And then they were we really can't help you any more than that. And I'm this doesn't seem the chef in me, the person in me is this doesn't seem anyone can be successful this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what bothered me, because I was no matter how much I can Google or research, I feel like I'm still not getting the right answers, if that makes sense. So that's why when I would eventually find you and your page, it intrigued me, because then it allowed me to see that the foods that they told me I had to give up weren't necessarily true. It was what I was doing with them and how I eat them that would make the difference. So that's what I really appreciated about you, because, and you just said it, most people don't even want to touch kidney disease, kidney disease diet. They're I don't understand it. Why is it so complicated?
Yeah, exactly. And I am just so sorry that that was your experience, mm-hmm. because I've heard it from so many of my personal clients too, and just people in the kidney community. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this happens over and over and over again just infuriates me. Yeah. And it just it just drives me to just keep going and trying to help as many people as possible, because it's not okay to get that handout and then have to cut out every single food from your diet. How is that going to help you? It's not. And we know that a lot of that information on that handout is so outdated. That's from like 50, 60 years ago when we thought different things about phosphorus and potassium. We didn't know all the things that we know now. And so a renal diet, I don't even call it that anymore. I call it a kidney-friendly diet, because there's just so many things that you can do for your kidney health with a diet, with nutrition, and it's different for everyone. And so that one-page handout is not going to be helpful, and it's going to be so restricted to the point where you're so frustrated you don't even want to do it.
Exactly. I mean, there's people that they say all the time, I don't even want to eat because I don't know what to eat. And that's not, to me, that doesn't feel like that's going to help with anything. And it just kind of makes people worse. And then when you think of people that are like fluid restriction on dialysis, all they do is drink because they don't know what to eat. So you're kind of making everything a lot worse. And then and I will say this, all dialysis centers give you a dietitian, but that doesn't mean anything, because even when they come and like, do you need anything from me? And then I'm like, well, I don't understand this. They're like, oh, well, we can't help you with that. Well, that doesn't. So I always say, well, then why are you coming over here? Because you can't help me, and it's making me mad. So, and I think that people don't realize how important your kidneys are, because I said to say, like, with my kidney disease, no one told me when I got my heart transplant that these medicines that I would be taking for the rest of my life were going to really affect my kidneys to the point where I would maybe one day need a kidney transplant. Right. So when I was eating heart healthy, I wasn't thinking about my kidneys. I was focusing on saving this, keeping this heart as long as I could, not knowing that on the side I was low-key killing my kidneys. That's why I always say to people, yeah, when you're on dialysis, kidney health is important, but I think kidney health is important before we even get to the point of having kidney disease.
Exactly. Yep, that's completely right. And I always say a heart-healthy diet, a diabetic-friendly diet, really any chronic illness, if you're following an eating pattern for that, it should also be to protect your kidneys too, because just like what you said with those medications, I can't tell you how many clients I've worked with that are on or, you know, have CKD, any stage of CKD, because of blood pressure medications they've been on, or because of, you know, different medications for different conditions. And their doctors just said, just keep taking it because it's going to fix this one condition. They didn't tell them, oh, it could put you on dialysis one day. And they get to me and they're like, no one ever warned me about this. No one ever told me. If I knew this, I would have changed things way earlier on. So it's never too early. It's never too late to start making changes for your kidney health. But just know that if you have another condition you're trying to manage, it's a good idea to try and follow a kidney-friendly diet as well.
And on that, can you kind of just let us know, like, basics of kidney health function and what is some key points of, like, good food, good nutrition, the proper function of the kidneys? Not, like, I say a normal person, but, like, even for me, I'm, you know, having insulin issues, perimenopause, stroke survivor, on medications as well. But I have honestly never really looked into kidney health, and that makes me really sad right now. So can you just kind of dive into that?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's not anyone's fault. It's not your fault that you haven't looked into that. It's not something that's widely talked about, but our kidneys are affected by so many different areas in our body. So it's always a good idea to keep it in mind. But how would you know to do that, right? Like, none of us really know that. That's not something that we all talk about. But when it comes to kidney health, there's a few things that you always want to keep in mind, no matter what stage of CKD you have, chronic kidney disease. And that is going to be sodium, which also goes for heart health as well, blood pressure health, right? So sodium is going to be really important, and particularly a lower sodium diet. So that's something that's really helpful for managing kidney disease, blood pressure, heart health. And then if we go into the more detailed bits about managing CKD, we also want to think about protein. We want to think about phosphorus, potassium, and fluid too, and making sure you're staying hydrated. So in each of those categories, there are so many different things that we can do for different people, different types of CKD. And so if I was working with both of you, if let's say, you know, you had different stages of CKD and I was going to give you diet recommendations, your recommendations would be totally different because you're both going to have totally different labs, totally different nutrient needs. You're going to need different amounts of sodium or protein or phosphorus or potassium to stay healthy and keep your kidneys healthy. So there's lots of little details in each of those nutrient categories.
See, but that's the thing that people don't realize that, because, and you said it exactly right, when you focus on one disease, you're not really focusing on how that affects the rest of the body. And that's something that even doctors are, you know, they don't discuss enough. Because I think that that's the confusion, because like Kelly just said it, I'm on medicine, but I never even thought about kidney health. And you don't really think about a lot of things until it starts to affect you or your inner circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Kelly really didn't know much about transplant until we honestly became friends, because it affected us and my inner circle. That affected me. But that's something that I consider, like, even now, I got married this year. I understand your pain of what you're going through, because the fact that you have a whole year, I can't even imagine. I got engaged in November and got married in April. That's how I couldn't handle wedding planning at all. I was like, I'm getting this done and getting this really fast. So the fact that you waited this long is amazing, because I would have already killed everyone. But hindsight, you know, I cook in our household, obviously. My husband cooks, but not very often. But I think about all of these things. It brings me to wanting to talk about options. So our household has now incorporated Zevia.
Mm-hmm.
Which is this incredible brand that I think a lot of people don't know exists and they're really sleeping on. Because Kelly and I have talked about it before, because Kelly has told me about Zevia. So Kelly was actually the one that told me about Zevia. But
I was shopping for Zevia at Whole Foods 12 years ago when it was $8 for 6 cans.
At least it's a little cheaper now.
And I can only find it at one store in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's now you can get most of it everywhere, right? Oh, I will say. Well, Whole Foods to me has the biggest selection, but Zevia is something that people don't talk about. So I want to transition a little bit to talk about some of these kidney-friendly brands or foods that the whole family can enjoy, that they're not feeling like they're missing out. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely. Yep. And that's really important, because most people that have kidney disease have friends and family and mm-hmm. loved ones that they're yeah. living with or eating with, going out to eat or cooking meals with. And it's really important to feel like you're not so alone in this journey and that you don't feel so isolated. So if you can share a food or a drink with someone who doesn't have CKD and still like feel that connection and mm-hmm. feel really, really good about it, then that's really amazing.
Yes. So what are some of your favorite kidney friendly brands?
Yes. So I have a lot, and I talk about them all over social media too. So you might have heard me talk about it before, but Zevia is like my number one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just such a great company because they're aimed at helping people with kidney disease. And they even say it on their website too.
Oh, wow.
And they have a dietitian that works for them, which is so amazing because that really shows you that they're dedicated to health as well. And so they focus on making sure their soda is clear so that it doesn't have those phosphate additives in it, which can be harmful for people with CKD. So clear soda doesn't have phosphate additives, which is great. Whereas like dark colored sodas will, for that coloring aspect. And then also it has no potassium, it has no sodium, which is really great because a lot of sodas do have some sodium, have potassium in them, which also can be harmful.
And they also have a line of now iced tea. And then they, like I told Kelly, they now have added mixers for cocktails.
Yes, and I will say I have tried all of them, and they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. And the iced teas, I love iced tea, but I don't drink caffeine. So they have decaf iced teas, which are so great because it's hard to find that.
Oh, yeah.
And especially with people who might not be able to have caffeine because of their blood pressure or heart rate or whatever it might be, that's a really great option and it's really refreshing. And then you have those drink mixers if you want to make a cocktail or a mocktail, whatever it might be.
Yeah, speaking of mocktail, I saw one, you have several on your Instagram, which I love your Instagram, by the way.
Thank you.
The one that has the lemon lime twist Zevia with the watermelon, mint, and lime.
Yes.
Like, you're just four things can make you so happy.
Oh my gosh, I know. And it's so satisfying. And it just feels like you are like indulging in this amazing drink. But then you look at it and you're like, wait, it's just like fruit and this healthy soda. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, but it looks great. So I'm definitely going to try that this weekend and I'll post it and tag you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I would love that. I want to know if you like it.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say another thing that I want to know is when you talk about favorite brands is like coffee, iced coffee, because that's, I think, is another silent, like, low-key killer, because people are so, I don't want to say addicted, but people love their coffee, right?
Uh-huh.
And now stores like Starbucks or these, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, they sell milk alternatives, but I feel like sometimes those are either loaded with like sugars or whatever. So do you have some great like favorite coffee brands, or not coffee brands, but like creamers and stuff like that to make your coffee better?
Yes, I do actually, because I always tell my clients, and I always tell anyone who will listen to, if you love your coffee, like, or your tea in the morning, that is yours to keep, because that is just one simple pleasure in life that no one should have to give up. Yeah. And so if you love, you know, a venti, like, huge latte from Starbucks every day, okay, like, enjoy that. Like, that is your one thing that you enjoy each day. Maybe there's ways we could make it more kidney friendly. Definitely we can swap out some milks, maybe use like almond milk instead of cow's milk for less protein, some less potassium sometimes. Maybe we can use different types of sugar like stevia instead of regular sugar to cut back on sugar content. But if you're making it homemade, you can tweak it a little bit more and you can customize a little bit more for yourself. So I love Natural Bliss brand creamers because there's no phosphate additives in those. They're not super high in added sugars or sugar content. They have dairy-free choices. They have cow's milk choices. So depending on what your goals are, what you really like and enjoy, you can make it work for you.
See, that makes a difference, because like I said, it's really easy to make these changes, but if you don't even know what options are, what is out there, or even what to look for, because even if the dietitian didn't give much information, but they at least told someone how to read the food labels or nutrition labels, at least people then when they would go grocery shopping, they would know what to look for. So you keep talking about your clients, but we didn't even give you an opportunity to share what you actually do. So why don't you talk about your CKD with confidence?
Yes. Thank you so much. So I have a private practice called CKD Nutrition, and so that's all that I do. And I work either one-on-one or in a group setting with clients with CKD stages 1 through 5. And what we do is we work together for 3 months, sometimes 4 months, to really teach them how to eat for their kidney disease, but for their specific type of kidney disease, for their body, for their labs, for their nutrient needs, so that in 3 months and 4 months, they can go out and live their lives with CKD, but in a healthy way. So they also feel confident with it. They don't need me anymore after those 3 to 4 months.
That makes a huge difference. And you offer that around the country, correct?
Yes, I do. And so I offer that program, and I also have a self-paced course. So that's open to anyone in the world, actually, which is really great. And that's like a self-study course, so you take it on your own. But then I do monthly calls with the group members, with the course members. So they still get some support from me, too, to just ask those questions that they need feedback for and just check in and say, hey, am I doing the right things? Like, is this what you meant? And I can clarify for them. But then I also have tons of free resources too, like my free Facebook community, Instagram, where I give, you know, tons of free information, tips and tricks, recipes, live trainings every week, things like that.
Yeah, Jimmy, she's not wrong, because I've joined the Tuesdays on Facebook with the Facebook Lives and the different categories that you cover that are very important. And then, of course, like Kelly said, we stalked your social media. I mean, your Instagram for sure. Well, I found it and then I sent it to Kelly. I was like, can you look at this? But even those few free resources that you have given, because I have to say, I'm not your client. I literally just found you on social media and I want them to know that. Like, I'm not like, no, this isn't like a paid thing. I literally just found her on social media and I started to follow and be a part of all of her free stuff. But even with her free stuff, I was able to change my eating. So that just tells you how much incredibleness it could be if you did pay her. Like, to be fair, I want to say that.
Yeah.
But I learned just, I mean, because I remember calling Kelly and being like, I saw this girl and I started eating oatmeal again because she made it right. And so I followed that recipe and then I was able to still eat oatmeal and pass the labs. And I was like, oh, there's something to this. That's why I was like, it really does work. But you have to, like I said, you have to know and you have to be willing to try things. Everything's not going to work for everybody. You have to go into that mentality. But I just wanted to always cover the fact that kidney disease is something that people, like I said, it goes under the radar until you have it. And I feel like there's so many ways that we can prevent that without even, like, really trying hard. Like, without even, like, a huge lifestyle change. Just, like, different things.
Yeah, definitely. I always say also to everyone, whoever is listening out there, if you can make sure you get your labs checked once or twice a year, just make sure they're checking your kidney function, because then you can stay ahead of the game. Like, if you start to see it going down and your doctor doesn't say anything, first of all, that's pretty normal, unfortunately. But also then you can be like, hey, I flagged this lab. It doesn't look normal. What can we do about it?
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, people don't even realize that. Before we let you go, I just wanted to make sure, was there anything, I mean, obviously I want you to share where everyone can find you on social media, but was there anything else that you wanted to share or that we didn't cover that you wanted to make sure the world knew?
Yeah, I think it's really important to just really reiterate that everyone's kidney-friendly diet looks different. It's going to look different for every single person in the world. And so if you see something online and you're like, oh, you know, it says I can't have whole grains or it says I can't have oatmeal, don't write that off. Do not give that up. Go and look a little bit further or work with a dietitian to know how you can fit those foods in, because it's possible. And I've helped hundreds of clients do that. And I just want you to know it's possible for you. You can eat the foods that you love with kidney disease. There's just different ways to make it work for you. So don't give up. Don't feel like you have to give up every single food in the universe that you love.
That's really important, because that's how I felt. So the fact that that is, it's fair, but it's very true. And I wanted to reiterate that. I'm glad that you did, because it's true. Don't read everything you see on the internet, one, but don't believe it. But two, everybody is different. You just have to figure out what your limitations are and go from there. So can you share where people can find you on social media? Of course, we'll tag you always, but I want them to be able to find you so they can follow you and reach out to you if that's what they want to do.
Yes, I would love to. So you can find me in a couple different places. I am on Instagram and TikTok with the same username. So it is ckd.nutrition.coach. And then my free Facebook community is Welcome to Anyone with CKD, and that is CKD Nutrition Free Community. And then you can also find my website at ckdnutrition.com.
Perfect. And I didn't know you had TikTok, so now I have to go follow you on TikTok, even though I don't need to be on TikTok any more than I already am, but it's addicting.
It really is. And TikTok is just a whole different ballgame.
It is.
So you might see some stuff on there from me that you're like, whoa, she just put that on there? So it might surprise you.
No, I like that, though. It keeps it interesting.
Yes.
Kelly, did you have any questions before we went?
I'm just so excited to have you. Thank you for sharing everything. Thank you for all that you do. It's amazing and it changes lives. And we're just so thankful that you're on. So thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So thank you so much for coming on. And we will definitely share with everyone. If anyone wants to reach out to us, we can help guide you to her if that's what you would like to do. Thank you so much for what you do and what you have done and what you will continue to do. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and share some of these tricks, and I hope that, you know, it helps not just people like me, but people everywhere with that realize your kidneys are important and you need to be taking care of them regardless of where you are in life. Yes, thank you.
Definitely.
We are back, Kelly and I, and we are just so grateful. I still just learned so much just from that little bit. Again,
right.
She's incredible. Like I said, I don't even know how else to express how much you can learn from her for free on social media, not even including, I can only imagine what it's like to have her as a coach. She's so knowledgeable and she's realistic. And that's what I appreciate about her so much, is that she's honest. Like, what works for your friend might not work for you, but we can find something that works. And you don't have to give up foods that you love. It's about what you're doing with them and how you do it. And I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Yeah, and she was right about kidney disease. It doesn't matter They don't look at it. They don't pay attention. Regardless, you can have diabetes, you can have high blood pressure, but are you really watching your kidneys along as you're watching these other illnesses? So, I mean, it's such great information. And, you know, I'm so grateful that A, I found her, but B, that she was willing to come on and share all that great information. She was
wonderful. Yes, definitely. Because, man, you never know when when they slide into your DMs.
Yeah, you never know. If we slid into the DMs, then it worked out. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. No, but she's amazing. She's amazing, and I'm glad that we were able to have her on. And honestly, I don't think this will be the last time we talk to her either. So, like she said, but I'll reiterate, is she's available on social media, ckd.nutrition.coach. And that's how I found her on Instagram. And also, she said that she also has that on TikTok. And then she has that free community on Facebook, which is really great too. I love the one thing I love about the community is people ask questions. She answers other CKD people, also answer tips and tricks of what worked for them. It's a great group to be a part of. And her, like I said, her Tuesday lives are really cool. Because even if you can't catch them live, you can always catch them later. So we appreciate you so much for being on, Kelsey. I think it was a great episode. I think everyone's going to really enjoy it. If you can't find her, you need help, we will be tagging her, but you can also always reach out to us. If you know someone, you want to share your story, if you want to be a part of the podcast, or you have questions, feel free to reach out to us, me and Kelly, at unfilteredsurvivors.com. is our website. And then we have unfilteredsurvivors@yahoo.com if you want to individually email us, or you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Right.
Feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions, if you want to share your story. And like we told you guys, we're going to change it up. We're going to add experts. We're going to change how we're doing things. And I'm excited for first one out.
Yes.
And I'm excited for what more is also to come. So please feel free, if there's someone else or some other expert or something, another topic you would like us to cover, you know that we are always open and willing to try. So just feel free to reach out to us. So thank you guys so much for listening. And
guys, remember to live life unfiltered.
Bye.
Bye.